Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Could you just talk about, in general, this lawsuit, why you guys think you'll be successful, and who exactly are the defendants in this case?
Well, the defendants in this case are the City of Buffalo, the mayor, Byron Brown, the police commissioner, Byron Lockwood, the deputy police commissioner, Joseph Gamalia, and police officers, Robert McCabe, Aaron Targelski, and John Losey.
All right.
And
Go ahead.
Sorry. Martin Gugino filed this lawsuit to protect his constitutional rights and the constitutional rights of all of his fellow citizens, especially the right to protest in a public, peacefully protest in a public place.
All right, and talk about what you guys state in the lawsuit, as because there are certain protections awarded to police officers. Talk about why you believe those protections don't qualify, or these officers went over the line, and why your client was violated.
Well, if a citizen is on a street or a sidewalk, and he or she is acting peacefully, the state, the government, police officials cannot use violence and cannot assault that citizen. Martin Gugino was a peaceful citizen at the time he was assaulted by the government.
Could the argument be made that, or how would you defend the idea that he did march over two police officers, and, you know, police officers could very easily say they didn't know what he was planning on doing?
Everybody has a right to approach a police officer to speak to that police officer. Martin Gugino didn't have a weapon, didn't say anything threatening, so police officers should expect citizens to walk up to them to speak to them. And that's an absolute right that a citizen has.
I wanted to add that the deployment of the militarized emergency response team to clear the square of three peaceful citizens and one reporter who happened to be sitting on the steps was that in and of itself was unconstitutional and not necessary. There was no reason why a militarized team needed to be out that evening.
If you could talk about the timeline moving forward, I'm sure there's a certain amount of time the city has to respond to the lawsuit, and then kind of just what it will look like moving forward over the next couple of weeks and months.
Sure. We're in federal court. The defendants have 21 days to appear and file an answer. We're waiting for a judge to be assigned, and shortly after we'll proceed with discovery. Hopefully some issues can be resolved with the judge, and others will likely go to a jury. So the timeline, probably anywhere from a year to 2.5 years, depending on COVID and how fast things move.
All right. Excellent. Is there anything else that either of you two would like to add, anything you think the audience should know about this case?
I would just add that Martin Gugino hopes that his lawsuit will help st- stop state violence against peaceful citizens.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.